Welcome to Voice Assist. Indian Economic Update. As widely expected, the Monetary Policy Committee kept rates unchanged, maintaining the stance as accommodative. Monetary Policy Committee revised its quarter for FY 2020 through H1 FY 2021 forecast significantly upwards, with inflation only showing some respite in quarter 3 FY 2021 at an expected 3.2%. Reserve Bank of India's FY 2021 growth forecasts were also revised downwards by 100 basis points, with expectations of growth recovering above 6% only in quarter 3 FY 2021. India's Purchasing Managers Index for the services sector rose to a 7-year high of 55.5 in January. Purchasing Managers Index, manufacturing also rose to 55.3, its 8-year high in January. India's Union Budget FY 2021 pegged fiscal deficit to gross domestic product ratio at 3.5% for FY 2021, while the same for FY 2020 was expected to be 3.8%. Global update: deaths from the coronavirus outbreak climbed toward 500, and cases worldwide reached almost 25,000. Markets rallied after Chinese television reported possible progress in the hunt for a treatment. China said it would slash tariffs on $75 billion of U.S. imports in half as part of its efforts to implement a recently signed trade agreement with Washington. Bank of China cut the 7-day reverse repo rate by 10 basis points to 2.4%. The U.S. president has been acquitted by the Senate in the impeachment trial. The Reserve Bank of Australia maintained its official cash rate at a record low of 0.75%. Equity: Indian equity markets ended higher, boosted by state-owned banking stocks, as the Reserve Bank of India kept rates steady. During the week, Sensex gained 1.03% to close at 41,141.85, while Nifty advanced 1.14% to close at 12,098.35. Debt: Indian government bonds ended steady, as market participants perceive comments by Reserve Bank of India as intent to keep liquidity at surplus for a prolonged period. Reserve Bank of India comments were seen as dovish on inflation growth dynamics. The 10-year benchmark yield ended at 6.43%, as compared to the previous week's close of 6.60%. Oil is trading weaker. Russia Foreign Minister said it backs a recommendation for Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries and other producers to deepen output cuts amid falling demand for crude as China battles the coronavirus epidemic that has hit global markets. Gold traded weaker as China's central bank cut reverse repo rates and injected liquidity into markets to help support an economy hit by a coronavirus outbreak. Further, a firm dollar is weighing on the gold prices. Currency: the Indian rupee ended stronger against the dollar because global appetite for riskier assets improved following Chinese media reports that a research team at Zhejiang University has likely found a potent drug to treat people infected by coronavirus. The greenback continued to gain some ground against the safe haven assets as risk sentiment improved. The US dollar to Japanese yen pair moved higher. Improved Economic Purchasing Managers Index survey in the UK pushed the pound sterling to US dollar pair higher. Information in the article is sourced from ICICI Bank Research, Bloomberg and Crisil. Thank you for listening.